B'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, today's podcast is entitled 350 Pairs of Shoes, and it's a brief but especially important lesson in marital peace designed predominantly for the man of the family. Here's a very true story. A couple came to me with a marital problem. The wife spoke first and made one brief complaint. "He doesn't pay any attention to me. I'm lonely. Rabbi, what do I need to be married for?" She then lowered her head because her tears were streaming down her cheeks. Well, the husband jumped right in. He said, "Of course, I can't sit around and hold her hand all day long. I got no time for small talk because I'm busy working overtime to make a living for her. She's the biggest spendthrift in town." He then showed me a credit card statement from the previous month. She had spent nearly $1,000 in shoes alone. Now, not waiting for him to ask, the husband continued, "Rabbi, every month is $1,000 on shoes alone. Who ever heard of that? She's got 350 pairs of shoes. You come to our two-bedroom apartment, you'll see it's paved with shoes. She's got every color in the rainbow. She's got running shoes and walking shoes and plotty shoes and spinning shoes. You name it. She's got pink shoes and red shoes and brown shoes and blue shoes. I don't own a shoe factory or shoe store, but it probably wouldn't be enough for her." Well, I then turned to the wife, and I asked gently, "Is he telling me a fictional story?" Well, sobbing, she turned her head no. "It's true." Well, the Almighty put a flash in my mind and made a quick calculation. I said to the husband, "Have you been married for about 7 years?" And the husband raised a brow in surprise. He says, "How did you know, Rabbi? Our seventh anniversary was a few weeks ago." "Well, simple," I told the husband. "Some women love books. Others love a new hairdo. Others love a new blouse or a shirt. They get a seven-day thrill from something new. After that, the thrill wears off and they need a new thrill." Well, I continued to explain to the husband that a wife gets her biggest thrill from one-on-one attention from her husband, when he spends quality time with her and he listens to her. When she doesn't get that, she looks for a substitute thrill to pick her mood up. "Apparently," I told him, "you haven't given your wife the attention she needs, so she's been buying a new pair of shoes every week ever since you've been married. So with the 350 pairs of shoes, I made a quick calculation that you've been married for 7 years. I'm not going to preach, guys. When you give your wife attention, you'll not only save money, but you'll save your marriage. When she's happy, you'll be immensely happy. Just wait and see. God bless.